Mira smiled at her mole friend.
Wait until you hear the rest. Listen to this. The strangest thing you've ever heard. A point that makes a noisy word. The other three make quieter, please. Let me start you off with tease.
Cregor lay alongside Gundil, she too holding her head.
Move over, friend. That's more than my brain can stand too.
Mira tapped her tail on the step in frustration.
That's the second time I've been interrupted. There's another two separate lines to go yet. Will you two sit up and listen?
Gundil sat up quickly, folding his paws and looking attentive.
Yeah, Cregor, ma'am. Us'n's better pay attention, or he Gert Habis will make us wash pots in the kitchen.
The badger sat up, folding her paws primly.
Oops, sorry, Mother Abbess. Carry on, we're all ears.
Mira stifled a grin.
Stop calling me Abbess, you two. Listen, here's the last two lines. Twixt water and stone I stand alone, sounding burnt but alive, I survive.
Brother Hoban preened his straggly whiskers thoughtfully.
Well, what do you think of that?
Phil Orne had wakened and emerged from the gatehouse. She stood on the path below them and called up.
I think it's dinner time, but you can sit on those damp steps all night if you like.
Old Hogg left the gatehouse and accompanied them across the lawn.
Minted potato and leek turnover. Now there's a dish to set the old mouth watering.
Helping their elders, Mira and Gundil wended their way slowly over the rain-washed grass in the warm evening sunlight.
What's for afters, Mama?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if Broggle and Friar Bob have made a woodland trifle. They said they were going to.
With flaked almonds and meadow cream, Mum?
Friar Bob always says that's the way a woodland trifle should be, brother.
Be there any soup for starters, Mum? I like soup.
Well, you should know, Gundil. You and my Mira chopped the celery and carrots this morning.
So wasn't did, Mum. I'd forgotten to remember that.
Cregor, you old striped dog. Can't you move any faster? By the sound of that dinner, we'll be lucky to get any if Boorab gets to the tables first.
You're right, Hogg. Come on, let's run.
They entered the cavern hall, breathless and laughing. Boorab was already seated next to his friend Drog Selahog. The hare raised an eyebrow as he saw them taking their places.
Late for dinner and laughing like frogs at a fry-up, what? Not the sort of thing one does in the mess. Very serious business eating. Only time I laughed at table was one supper time long ago when my big fat auntie's chair collapsed. She bumped her blinking head on the table and passed out. Only laughed then because I got her belly share. I beg your pardon.